This is the Comstock Report podcast. We are strong advocates for the American family farm and your top source for the agriculture markets. And now, here's your host, David Cruz.
This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Brazil's national soybean harvest is approximately 82% complete this week, with much of the soybeans in the center-west region replaced by second crop corn. Debate continues as to the size of the soybean crop, with one extensive crop tour estimating Brazil's soybean crop at 152.2 million metric ton. As we enter the first week of April, weather remains adequate, with average rainfall continuing to blanket roughly 80% of the second corn crop regions in the center-west. The long-term forecast works against Safrinha corn producers as the rainy season begins to shut down in April and typically shuts off in May. Regions in Paraná, which represent about 16% of the second corn crop, have already experienced heavy yield losses due to heat and drought. This could shave another 2 million metric ton or more off of CONAB's March estimate of Brazil's overall corn crop of 112.7 million metric ton. Brazil's 24-25 crop season is a long ways off yet. We've already signaled that we see Brazil's land expansion coming to a halt. One private estimate actually sees Brazil's soybean production area dropping by 0.5%. This would be the first time that Brazil was forced to cut acres due to poor commodity prices since the 06-07 crop. That season, they cut acres by over 5 million, a roughly 9% drop from year to year. Of course, back then, the area planted of soybeans was half what it was today. Marginal areas with a high cost of production will be the first to go. Farmers will likely focus on directing their efforts toward their better areas to preserve working capital. Another possibility is that some areas of the Mato Grosso, for example, may shift to cotton, which offers slightly better margins. SLC, one of the largest farm production companies in Brazil, has already announced they'll plant the maximum amount of cotton possible on their properties. Soybeans may lose out to rice ground in areas in the south. Fertilizer prices have been dropping, but they have been much slower to fall in the United States than in Brazil. Fertilizer rates between Mato Grosso and Illinois can vary as much as $100 to $150 a ton. I have a hard time explaining the discrepancy, however. I speculate that Brazil is sourcing more of its fertilizer from Russia, Belarus, at lower valuations. Due to the U.S. sanctions, Russia is discounting much of its export commodities, as it is the only way it is able to attract buyers. Brazil has to import as much as 95% of its potash, much of which was coming from Russia, Belarus, prior to the war in Ukraine. Corn ethanol plants continue to be built in Brazil, primarily in areas that are already heavily planted with corn. A new project will see roughly $400 million spent to build a new plant in the southeast corner of the state of Pará. What is unusual about this plant is it will eventually consume over 1 million metric tons of corn a year in a state that is currently only producing 1.3 million. That's how they drive development. Many see it as a foregone conclusion that actual corn acreage will climb between now and the June acreage report. It has risen in 15 of the past 20 years, varying only by how much. Increases exceeded 1 million acres in 8 of those years, with last year among the largest at 2.1 million. However, we noted that last year was the high crop insurance coverage was available, which certainly is not the case this year. Further, we've looked at the anatomy of the state-by-state changes, and it argues against assuming the worst. Looking at the total acreage planted to all principal crops, went down in 35 states, up in 12, with about 2 unchanged. Also, looking only at the drop in corn acreage intentions, 69% of the decline was in just 5 states. They include Kansas, Texas, Missouri, Ohio, and North Dakota. All 5 had plenty of marginally productive land where corn just didn't pencil out, and that's not likely to change. In other news, hope for favorable treatment of ethanol for new carbon intensity scoring that boosts demand for sustainable aviation fuel is fading after a new study by the American Energy Institute. The Biden administration has set a goal of increasing SAF from 16 million gallons today to 3 billion gallons by 2030. However, the AEI study calculates that it will require between 8 and 11 million acres of corn or 35 to 50 million acres of soybeans, depending on how rapidly crop yields increase over the next 6 years. The study concludes the resulting land use change would offset the greenhouse gas reductions from SAF using ag feedstocks. So we're back to monitoring weekly planting progress, wheat crop condition ratings, and the trends in soil moisture as the keys to the acreage mix and yield prospects for this year's crops. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. Subscribe to our many updates on YouTube or other social media platforms. Get our twice daily email reports, plus learn about our brokerage and risk management services.
Futures trading involves risk. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance is not indicative of future results.